This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and dispersed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST, Innovation, Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Besides these, he laid the foundation stone for the state-of-the-art radio surgery center at the Sri Chitra Thirunal Institute for Medical Sciences and Technology in the city and inaugurated the new Pujapura head post office. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and healthcare. He added that the inauguration of the CSIR Innovation Hub in Kerala and the launch of a radio surgery center in a medical college will help make Kerala a hub for science, innovation and healthcare.
केरला के विकास के लिए केंद्र सरकार के प्रयासों को नई गति मिली है आज से केरला में रेल कनेक्टिविटी और सशक्त हुई है तिरुवनंतपुरम को देश का बड़ा स्टार्टअप हब बनाने के लिए पहल हुई है आज पीएम स्वनिधि क्रेडिट कार्ड लॉन्च किया गया है इससे देश भर के रेडी ठेले फुटपाथ पर काम करने वाले साथियों को लाभ होगा
India and European Union agreed on advancing EU-India engagement in the transport ecosystem. Meeting the European Union Transport Commissioner Apostolos Zizits Kosdas on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu said that the meeting focused on innovations such as sustainable aviation fuel, prioritizing environmentally friendly transportation and green aviation. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India's energy transition is driving industrialization, job creation and global competitiveness, offering a model for emerging economies. Addressing a high-level session on energy, the great funding gap at World Economic Forum in Davos, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has transformed clean energy into a people-centric development movement while strengthening energy security and reducing power costs. Mr. Joshi said India has achieved 267 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity, with renewables accounting for about 52% of total installed power capacity. Central government has approved the wage revision for public sector general insurance companies, PSGICs, and the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD. The pension revision for retirees of Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and NABARD has also been approved. The Finance Ministry today said that with these measures, a total of approximately 46,322 employees, 23,570 pensioners and 23,260 family pensioners will benefit. Government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April 1st. The first phase of the census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April 1st and September 30th this year. There will also be an option for self-enumeration to be conducted in a 15-day period just before the start of house listing operations of 30 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in the UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since the 2022 conflict, the delegations from all three nations will meet together. Today is the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today pay tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which is commemorated as Parakram Divas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.